The wheel of time turns, and ages come and pass, leaving memories that become legend. Legend fades to myth, and even myth is long forgotten when the age that gave it birth comes again. In one age, called the Third Age by some, an age yet to come, an age long past, a married couple decided to start a podcast.
This is Shade of My Heart, a Wheel of Time podcast. I'm Josh, and this is my wife, Kat.
I hope everyone had a happy new year.
Yes, happy new year. We do not have an episode to discuss today because there aren't any more. Oh, sad day.
Season one is over.
We're going to have to wait till season two drops and we don't have a date for that. So while we wait, we wanted to do some character studies. And this week we're going to do one of our favorite characters who is in season one, and but you don't meet him until a little bit into it. Kat, who are we going to look at?
Loyal, son of Arendt, son of Halen.
And he is probably one of the more accurate characters in the show to the books.
Yeah.
A lot of his lines are just straight out of the books.
Yeah.
And the way that he talks is very much book accurate.
Yeah, the book talks about him sounding like a drum. Like, he has a very deep voice. I love the actor that plays Loyal. I think he's doing a great job.
He is doing a great job. Even though he's not 9 feet tall, I still think he's doing a good job.
Yeah.
And I understand why they couldn't make Loyal actually, like, he's supposed to be in the book. He's supposed to be like twice as tall as any human. And I understand that that would be a very difficult budgetary need, because you'd have to have special effects for every scene that he's in, which means that you wouldn't get very much of him. So it makes sense, but it's, you know, it's still kind of unfortunate that you don't get the sheer big nature of an Ogier.
Yeah, when Rand first sees him, he thinks it's a Trolloc because he's so big.
Yes.
But
make an effort in the show to give him a look that makes him look different.
He's got
from
that
the
wide
humans.
Nose and the big hands.
Yeah.
And the crazy hair. I don't love his hair, but I do like that it's very different.
Yeah.
And it's growing on me.
In the books, his ears are a notable feature, and his eyebrows are a notable feature that they'll talk about. I guess in the books and in the show, he has a very great love of books.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves learning and he loves telling people what he knows.
Yes. So, okay, so we'll talk a little bit about Loyal and what you've seen in the show and what we've read about in the books with him that we love, especially with this sharing his love of learning. So, Ogiers, which is the type of being that Loyal is, Ogiers they live a long time. They live way longer than humans, and they take a long time to do anything. So that's always like kind of a running joke. Loyal will be telling a story or talking about something, and he is just kind of taking forever. And Moraine or somebody might be like, I know that we humans are hasty, but we really got to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always kind of a fun little thing that he talks about. Oh, you humans are always rushing around and all that, because humans only have 70, 80 years and Ogier have a lot longer.
Yeah, they live 300, 400, 500 years sometimes. So their idea of what a long time is completely different from a human's perspective on what a long time is. He's young by Ogier standards, but he's 90.
Yeah, when Rand first meets him, he says he's 90 years old, and he was really too young to leave the Steading on his own.
Yeah. And Rand was just, like, blown away by that because, you know, he says, well, the oldest guy in town, his name's Senbui. And that 90 would make Senbui look young. And here's Loyal saying that he's too young to leave by himself. A big deal is that he left the Steading without permission.
Right. They were discussing whether or not they were going to let him, right? And he just left.
I think he just left.
They were discussing something. They have this meeting that they call the Stump, the Great Stump, and they where all the elders in town in the studying, I guess, talk about
Oh, we should
whatever.
probably talk about the Steading.
Okay.
Because I don't think they've mentioned it in the show, but it is on the X-ray extra features.
That's true. Yeah.
The Steading are a strange thing that when you're in a Steading, it's almost like a pocket different universe, sort of, in the sense that within the Steading, channelers can't even sense the source. It's like the source doesn't exist when they're in a Steading. So it's different than being shielded, but
They definitely can't channel if
you
they're in a
cannot
steading.
channel, and even non-channelers feel something when they cross the border of the Steading.
Like a calmness.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't really know how to explain it.
And the Ogiers.
And they're pretty big. The Steading are miles and miles. They're pretty big pieces of real estate.
So there's lots of different steadings. So different Ogier will live in different steadings. And the Ogiers have to be in the steadings. If they leave for too long, they experience something called the longing, where they just have to go back to be refreshed.
And they'll die if they don't
They
go
can
back.
die, yeah.
But I think they say that they can last like 10 years or more outside of the
Yeah, I
Steading.
can't remember. Loyal's steading is called Steading Shangtai.
Yep.
And he was in Steading Shangtai. He wanted to go out and see the world. And while the elders were deliberating something at the Great Stump, he just left without permission. And so he's kind of, that's another funny thing in
And
the
why does he leave?
books, because he wanted to see the
He
world.
just want he's got wanderlust. He wanted to see the
Oh,
places he's read
that he's
about,
read about, yeah.
which is
So,
very unusual for an Ogier. They don't come out much. They don't interact with the outside world very often, to the point where a lot of people don't even know what an Ogier is, or they think that they're
they
just
think it's a trolloc.
they think it's a story. Like
Yeah, they think
it
it's
would be
something
like
fake.
if like a centaur came and tapped you on the shoulder, you'd be like, "What the heck is that?
Yeah.
I thought that was just a story."
However, we do hear about cities that are Ogier built.
Yep.
Ogier,
Stonemasons are world famous.
yeah, they built Tarvalon, right?
Yep. And all the great cities.
Yeah. And so that's kind of part of the Waygate thing. We can sort of connect that a little bit because they would build these beautiful groves. They are very in touch with nature and they love
Trees in
trees.
particular.
Yeah. And they love trees and they love, they would build these groves outside or in each city that the stonemasons would build. And
So
then,
that to remind them of the Steading. That was the whole purpose of the groves, is so that while the builders were working, they could be reminded of the Steading. Because the Steading's dominant feature is enormous trees that the
yeah.
Ogier tend, and they love their trees.
Yeah. So near each grove, they would always have a waygate. And that was part of the male Aiel, I mean, not Aiel, the male Aes Sedai had made those waygates so that the Ogier could easily go back to their steadings, right?
Yeah, so all the Ogier steadings have waygates right outside of them. You cannot grow a waygate in the steading, but you could grow
Because it
one.
uses the power.
Right. And the male channelers gave them a talisman of growing, which is how they used that's how they grew new waygates to the cities where the groves were, and to all the new steading that they were finding and colonizing. And they used them for a long time to travel quickly, until the ways became tainted and corrupt, and Machin Shin, the
Which is
black
what we
wind.
saw in the show.
Yeah.
So at that point, and you hear Loyal say at one point, it's hard to believe that there used to be beautiful trees
Yes.
on these islands. And that's kind of what he's talking about before Machin Shin tainted the whole ways and corrupted them. It was like a beautiful thing, and they would have fruit trees so you could even eat on your way to wherever you were going.
Yeah.
So the Ogier were connected to the ways in that way. And then,
No gear can channel.
right, so that was something that was different in the
That's something that
books.
only humans can do.
And there was a key that they would use to open the way gates. And in the books, the way gates are like, it's like a door that has a floral pattern
Yeah.
and leaves and vines patterns carved into the stone.
And then there's one leaf in particular, a trefoil leaf, called the Avendasora leaf, that if you move it, then the waygate opens.
Yeah.
And it looks like a mirror.
Right. And which apparently there's that clip of Padon Fain holding the leaf. So we're figuring there that might come into play later
I don't know
because,
where he would have gotten the leaf because,
well, I don't either.
yeah, I'm very confused about why they did the waygates the way they did in the show.
Yeah. Right. Because it's never mentioned in the, I don't think it's mentioned in the books about channeling to open a gate ever.
Never.
So it's
Why
hard
would you
to
need to?
know,
You just move the
right?
leaf.
So it's hard to know, like, maybe was the leaf missing? And so she channeled. Does she only know how to open them by channeling? I don't know. I'm hoping those questions will be answered. And since Fane had a leaf and he can't channel, so how would he get in? I figure that's got to come into play at some point.
It has to.
But anyway, something else really fun that talking about the groves and everything, something else really fun about Ogier and about Loyal in particular is tree singing.
Yeah, this is something they haven't mentioned in the show at all yet, but it's a skill that is very rare among the Ogier, and he is one of the best tree singers around. Tree singing means that you will literally sing
To a tree.
to a tree, and you are able to shape the wood into whatever you want it to be. So they'll talk about, like, oh, it's a tree sung bed, or a tree sung chair, or a tree sung bowl, or whatever you can make out of wood. So instead of, like, carving the wood like a carpenter, you just sort of convince the wood to be what you want it to be.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm curious if they're going to do it in the show
I don't know. I
because
feel like
it's
that's something
kind of
that's,
weird.
it's easy to cut that. It's very beautiful and romantic in the books, but
It's not a big plot point.
no, not at all.
Yeah, it would be easy to cut, and there's not a lot of reason, I suppose, other than just to make Loyal a little bit cooler. Ogier are very, very peaceful, even though they're enormous, and they're enormously strong. If they wanted to, they could crush any human, like, without even trying. But they're very, very sweet, kind, gentle giants. Not at all cruel. And that's an important aspect for Loyal, is that he is very slow to anger. But you do see him fight on a few occasions in the books, and it is terrifying because his normally very placid face is in the books described as hard as an anvil, and his ears lay back on his head. His ears twitch a lot in the
Oh
books
yeah, it talks about how his ears are
when
really
he's nervous.
expressive and his
Yeah.
ears will twitch all the time.
Or if he's embarrassed, they go stiff and things. It's funny. And I understand why they didn't do that in
It'd be really hard.
the show. I've never had a super clear image in my head of what he looks like in the books, but that's okay. The ears makes me think of, like, a dog or a cat almost.
Like a cat, like cat ears. That's what it makes me think of.
Yeah. But when he gets angry, you better watch out because he is super strong.
Oh, okay. So that's another really good point. Again, because he's so huge, they talk about how strong he is. And there's even one point in the books where he like carries this enormous chest. And then the chest is so big, and Rand is like, how are you going to put that thing on your horse? And Loyal's like, I'm just going to run. And so he runs as fast as a horse
Yes.
with this enormous chest. Because that's another thing with the Ogier is that they can like go really long distances walking or running. They don't need to have a horse.
They
And
don't like to ride.
they don't like to ride at
And
all.
when they make him ride, he is not happy about it.
Because
He's
he's
always
so
like, my
big.
feet are just fine. They carried me all this way. I don't need to ride a horse.
Yeah. But that's another good point that he's extremely strong.
Yes.
And he wants to use his strength for good. He's in the books. So one reason that I want to talk about Loyal, Josh and I were talking about a couple days ago, that the books that really this is his story. A lot of it is Loyal writing this story because it goes throughout the whole series that he'll say, "Oh, I need to go with Rand because I need more information for my books," or "I'm going to follow Perrin because I need more information for my book." So he goes on different adventures with different ones of them as they branch off because he's writing this book. And you get actually some of the chapters will start with a quote, and it'll say, "By Loyal, son of Arent, son of Holland."
Yeah, and he's always got books with him, and he's always concerned about his books getting wet if it's raining or something. He's always carrying a bag that's bulging with books, and he's got enormous fat fingers.
It's hard for him to turn the little pages.
Yeah, and looking at his fingers, you wouldn't think that he'd be very good at writing, but he has excellent handwriting. Very careful. So Loyal is somebody that I think everybody likes him. In the books, nobody's like, "Ugh, this Ogier,"
And
because
everybody
he's
I
a
know who's
nice
read
guy.
them loves him. He's always a favorite character.
Yeah, he's nice. He's a good character. Any final thoughts on Loyal?
He's one of my favorites. I really like his story, and I liked him the moment we met him. And I think that's all I've got. What about you?
No, I'm just interested to see if they're going to utilize him and how they're going to utilize him in the show. So, if you have any questions about Loyal, please let us know and we'll answer them as best we can. Thank you again for listening and tune in next week when we'll do another character study.
May you always find water and shade.